It has been a while since the problems surrounding healthcare.gov were front page news, but a new examination of the site's troubled launch by the Government Accountability Office makes very clear that the IT acquisition problems that existed in the program over the past few years are not a thing of the past, and users could run into trouble once again during the next open enrollment period later this year. Bill Woods is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO, and he joins us now to fill us in on their examination of the acquisition challenges at the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services. Hi, Bill. Thanks for coming on.
Good afternoon, Jared.
And I definitely want to get into some of the ongoing challenges they're having, but we should start with some of the root causes you uncovered that led to the problems that we already know about. And it seems like an underlying issue here is that CMS was trying to do something really, really big in a relatively short time frame, and that drove a lot of decisions that ended up being problematic. Is that fair?
That's exactly right, Jared. This was a first-of-the-kind system, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services used a variety of different approaches that really complicated the process. And our bottom line here is that CMS undertook development of the healthcare.gov system without effective planning or oversight practices, despite facing a number of challenges that increased both the level of risk and the need for effective oversight.
Let's start with the contract type, basically a cost-plus incentive fee structure, as I understand it. Is that problematic in and of itself?
It was a cost-plus contract, and we and the administration and many, many others who have looked at these type of arrangements have identified them as high risk. That's not to say they're inappropriate under the proper circumstances, and this was definitely an area where they needed to use a cost reimbursement contract. But the key is that cost reimbursement contracts need to be effectively managed.
And that's directly related to another issue you point out, which is the main reason they ended up using a cost-plus contract was the requirements of this thing were really poorly understood back in 2011 when they were first taking it out to bid. They didn't know what the ultimate end product was going to look like.
The requirements were unknown. And let me give you the area where that was most evident, and that was the number of states that were going to participate in the federal marketplace was unknown. Not only the number of states, but the composition of those states, their population of uninsured individuals was unknown, and that really drove a lot of the uncertainties here.
And those needs to change requirements, I mean, that's not necessarily CMS's fault. They couldn't know what the ultimate character of you know, the states that were going to end up using the federal exchange system were going to be. But did they also make, I guess I'll say, discretionary changes to requirements along the way that weren't related to that particular uncertainty?
We saw lots of different requirements evolving over time, not only the number of states, as you say, but many other of the technical requirements changed as well. These were enhancements in large measure, but they were also attributable to the complexity of the underlying undertaking.
You mentioned contract oversight before. What did the oversight of the program over its evolution look like to the extent there was any?
There was a process in place for oversight. The problem that we found was that process was not always followed. Let me give you a good example.
Mm-hmm.
There was a readiness review called an operational readiness review scheduled for the spring of 2013. That readiness review was pushed back to September of 2013, just weeks before the website was supposed to be launched. And the purpose of the review is to identify problems in time so that they can be fixed. And there was no way that they were going to be able to fix the problems identified given the short period of time they had remaining.
If I understand the timeline right, CMS started to get pretty worried about the contractor's performance and the level of capability that this system was going to have pretty early in 2013, and they don't seem to have done a lot to try and change the contractor's behavior. Have I got that right?
I think that's accurate. There was increasing concern about the contractor's performance throughout 2013, and that culminated in a series of letters back and forth between CMS and the contractor about that performance. But CMS did not take effective steps to hold the contractor accountable.
The cost growth in this program is pretty significant. At the very beginning, you write that it was estimated to cost, well, you know, the obligations at that time were estimated to be $56 million. That went all the way up to $209 million by this year. What drove that? Was it just the requirements changes that you were mentioning earlier?
That really was the primary driver here, is that when requirements became known, for example, when they actually found out the number of states that would have to be supported here, that drove up the costs. Also, the technical complexity of what was involved, as well as other unknowns that did not become evident until much later in the process.
And you also get into sort of the system engineering methodology that CMS ended up using, which was that they decided, since this was going to be, you know, needed to be done within a relatively short time frame, they needed to use an agile acquisition methodology, which on its face makes sense. But you point to that as one of the contributors here. Why?
The reason was quite simple. That particular methodology, which, as you say, makes sense in a lot of circumstances, was new to CMS. They really had limited experience deploying that type of approach, and that led to problems because their existing oversight structure did not fit neatly with that agile development approach.
And so it's not necessarily an indictment of agile, but you've got to know how to use it, just like anything else.
That's exactly right.
Okay, let's talk about where we are today. You guys have just wrapped up this review, and you're pointing to what you say are still some existing problems, including continuing cost growth. What's the status of things right now?
We have seen continued cost growth. They have a new contract in place to take over the work in developing this federally facilitated marketplace. In that contract, we also see continued escalating, increasing costs. What we have recommended here is that CMS needs to step back and assess what's the underlying reason for continued cost increases, and then make plans to mitigate those increases.
And I think you point out that there are some key technological components on the back end of healthcare.gov that are still not built. Is that right?
The primary one is the financial management module. This is something that CMS had to push off because in order to meet its October 1st, 2013 deadline, that financial module is currently being developed, but it is still not complete.
And the very last line of your highlights page on this report says that there are significant risks that the upcoming open enrollment period could encounter challenges. I mentioned that on the way in. What makes you worried about that?
Well, the financial management module is principal among those concerns. That is the system for providing payments to insurers. If that system is not up and running and in place and is providing accurate financial information, there's a risk that there could be overpayments.
Okay, so, which is serious in and of itself, but it's a different problem than we saw in October of 2013 when there were widespread user experience problems and the website was constantly crashing.
It's not the same as the problems that were experienced in that fall 2013 timeframe. You're absolutely correct.